You the broadcast section within Simplero. So to get there, you're going to go under communications in your side dashboard here, and it's going to take you to this screen. You're going to see a few tabs up here. There's the draft section, the queued, delivered, and then all of your broadcasts. So drafts are emails that you've started but haven't scheduled to send out. Queued is going to show you any emails that are scheduled to go out at a future date and time. And delivered is anything that's already been out. And then, of course, if you click on all, you'll be able to see all of the emails. It'll tell you the state, when its delivery is set for currently, if there's any recipients linked to it currently, if it's already been delivered, how many people it was sent to, how many opens, clicks, and unsubscribes there were. So we are going to show you how to create a new broadcast in here. So to do that, you're going to go ahead and click on this blue button that says create new broadcast, and you're going to give your broadcast a name. The subject line is what your customers are going to see. The internal line is what you are going to see in that broadcast list. You can choose your email template, and then your sender information is going to default to whatever you have set up in your Simplero settings, but you can always change it here. Then once you click next, that's going to take you into your screen where you can start writing your body. Again, you can edit the subject line if you decide to change your mind or want to personalize it by adding in maybe your customer's first name or something like that. You also have the option for a pre-header. Your customers are going to be able to see the subject line, and then the pre-header is just like a little line that gives them an idea of what's in that email. And then you can type in your body. So I'm just going to quickly add a little bit of text here. You can add in a header. To do that, I can format it to be different sizes. Everything is going to look black to you while you're writing in your body. However, if you have set a text color, a default color other than that, in your Simplero settings, when the email goes out, it will go out as that default color. Unless you go over here to text color and you specifically choose a different color. But if you have one set for default, it'll automatically be that default color. But it will always look black to you while you're editing. You can add in stuff from your media library if you want. You can upload it or search for something that's already there. You can hyperlink anything that you want, so you can add in a link there. If you were to type in an email address, for example, and I click OK, it's going to automatically ask me if I want to add that mail to prefix. So now if somebody was to click on this link, it's going to open up their email and to a blank email for them to reply back to me or to whoever that link is set for. You can also bullet things, make numbered lists, move your text over if you want. So you've got several options there. And then this little source code button allows you to put in any HTML coding if you want to maybe embed something into there. Do keep in mind that if you're embedding something such as a YouTube video, depending upon your recipient's email provider, will determine whether or not that video will actually be able to play when they receive the email. If they have a provider that doesn't allow that, what it will do is it'll show the image of the video. Then when they click on it, it'll open up the email into another browser. And from there, they will be able to play the video. So once you've put in all of your text body here, then you're just going to go ahead and click next. And then it's going to take you to this screen here where you can choose your recipients and schedule your delivery. So I'm going to go ahead and include some recipients. You can also exclude anyone if you want to. And then I'm going to go ahead and schedule my delivery. And so I can set it, you know, for a future date and time if I want to, or I can have it go out immediately upon sending. Now, so a couple things to note here. You'll see because I had hyperlinked something, there's this link section at the bottom here. If I click on that to edit the link right now, I can change what that, I can't change what that hyperlink is. I would have to go into the body of the email. However, if the email's already gone out, I can still edit it. So if, say, I had typed the link in correctly and somebody was to email me back and say, hey, the link isn't working in my email broadcast, then I can open up that broadcast, go to the same links box, hit edit, and then I would be able to edit this link that's in here so that for anyone future who clicks on it, it'll go to the right place. But while I am still in the editing section, I can add some tracking to it. I can set an expiration date. If I do set an expiration date to it, you want to keep in mind that if they were to click on the link after the expiration date, it will not work for them. You'd have to give them the URL of where to redirect. However, if they save that URL, say and they bookmark it on their browser and they go to that bookmark after the expiration date, the link itself will still work and it will still take them to that URL. Assuming, of course, that you haven't taken down that web page or unpublished it. So you just want to keep that in mind, that the expiration date really just prevents them from clicking on the link within the email after that date. And then, of course, I can also add a trigger to it if I want to. So, and if you want to find out any more information as far as like editing this link after the email has gone out or adding triggers to it, if you go into our guide section, we do have some more detailed guides on how to do that. So I'm going to go ahead and save those changes. Everything is set. My email's written. I can now either preview it as my customer. And so I would click that and then click view, and it'll open it up in a new screen so I can view it as if I'm that customer. Or I can send a preview to myself by clicking on my email address over here, and that will send an email just to my inbox so I can see exactly how it went out into my customers. And then once I'm ready, then I can go ahead and click on queue for delivery. And now that email is going to move from my draft section to this queued section here, and you can see it. So that's how you create a new broadcast. One quick thing that I do want to show you is if I need to edit this after it's already been queued, I do have to hit cancel delivery. That's going to take me back into this edit screen. And the other thing that I want to let you know is once you've added your recipients, if they have access to a space with pages that are auto-published, it will show up down here below the email body, but it will not show up until you have selected those particular recipients. And again, you can find a more detailed guide on that, on how to auto-publish pages within your space, but I just wanted to show you where it would get added in there. So if you have any questions about broadcasts, you can always click on the help button here and message our team, and our support team would be happy to get back to you as quickly as we can with answers. And then, of course, go to our help guide at help.simplero.com, and you'll find detailed guides on everything within the broadcast section.